Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Karoy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Karoy King.
Hi, thank you for joining me again. I had this topic on mind and it started off when I was just thinking about how unique we are. Have you ever imagined that everybody has a different stamp on them? And that uniqueness is real. Sometimes, yes, we may think about it. Okay, yeah, I have a different fingerprint, but well, I behave like so-and-so and do the same things like so-and-so. I have traits of my parents, have adapted to certain things of culture and environment. That is true. But underlining all that, there is a uniqueness to you, whereby the lens of all those experiences and who you were and who you were designed to be produces such a unique blend of problem solving, of looking at ideas, of loving on people and the way you do life. And that richness, we don't have to hide it because we can be misunderstood just for the sheer uniqueness. We tend to hide it and choose to blend in, suppressing and killing off who we actually are to just fit in. I want to tell you today, you were born to shine. You're the light on top of the hill. Allow that uniqueness in you to shine. Your greatness lies in that uniqueness, meaning you really have to find it, allow it to blossom, allow it to develop. I love watching Olympians like Michael Johnson when he was winning all those Olympic medals for his sprints, right? He discovered his uniqueness, the speed he has, right? When he's on the field. And then he took the time to nurture it so that it can be the best version that's out there. My question to you is, what is that uniqueness? What is that thing that makes you feel alive? That when you do it, you get excited. Other people may not understand it. Other people may misunderstand you, the way you do things, the way you organize, the way you take care of projects. It may be unique, but that's where the actual strength is. So I encourage you to stand up. Allow your greatness to shine through. Yes, you were made and designed for a purpose. And the time is now. There is no better time. I'm technically giving you permission to be you. Wear your pink hair. Have your funny, cute looking nails. And if you love a unique kind of music, feel free to play it. Because through you, we'll have an opportunity to look at the world in a different way, in a new way, in a way that is not the average of every day. Remember Dr. Miles Monroe, he always said the richest place on earth is the graveyard. And the reason for that is most people go to the grave with all their talents and gifts. They never wrote that book because life happened. They never encouraged others because they were so intimidated. Maybe they just didn't fit in or felt awkward. Allow yourself to feel all that awkwardness because that's where your greatness lies. You will be able to nurture it and perfect your greatness. You're going to be an amazing light. We need you. There is a remnant of you who has to stand up. If you need encouragement, if you need help, find associations, like-minded people who will encourage and who believe in the giftings and the uniqueness as you are. This life is to be lived by faith. Walk it out. Don't be shy. Find the tools to help you to unleash that greatness. Until then, Two things. Discover that thing that makes you feel alive. Go back to your younger years, maybe when you are a teenager. That thing that excites you. Even though it's awkward, allow it to have expression in your life. Believe me, the people that God sent to you will gravitate to who you are. Share it with the world. Be bold. Remember, God will defend you so you don't have to fight nothing. Till next week, I'll talk to you then. Bye.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life Then Finance. Please join Karoy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to KaroyKing@lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.